And we do have St. Mary's Principal Cody Havronik with us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, it's we can't complain about the weather, that's for sure.
No, we can't. Yeah. Outside yesterday afternoon and looking at the forecast the rest of the week, it's going to be a great week for weather. It's hard to believe it's November. I walked in here without a fleecy or anything on, yeah. So it's pretty nice outside.
And the football team has lucked out with some nice weather. They had nice weather last week on Friday night.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we didn't luck out, but we did last week, and it looks like this week we're going to luck out as well with the weather. So as far as the game went last week, we had the second round of the D2 football playoffs. Bloomfield came to town for that game, and St. Mary's defeated Bloomfield 34-24. So the football team's going to be in action Friday night for that quarterfinal game. That's going to be in Wolbeck at Central Valley starting at 6 o'clock. So kind of cheering on our football team there, kind of seeing how far they can go.
All right, so just a heads up, that will be in Wolbeck. So.
In Wolbeck, yes. Yep. That is correct. In Wolbeck.
All right. What do we have going on? I know we had some last week, some different dress-up days, right?
Yeah, we had some different things going on last week. We had
your socks go over?
They went well. I actually wore some different ones today.
Oh, nice.
Some mooses on my socks today, so kind of fun there. But we did have a Red Ribbon Week, some contests last week going on. The St. Mary's grade school students, they participated in Red Ribbon Week, and throughout the week there was a couple contests going on that the students participated in. The K through second graders participated in a coloring contest, and the third through sixth graders participated in an essay contest. So do want to recognize those winners. The coloring contest winners, first place winners were Harper Parks, Aislinn Hoffman, Megan Gleason. And the second place winners in each class were Everett Banks, Kinsley Berg, and Kayla Zolke. Like we said, the third through sixth graders, they participated in an essay contest for Red Ribbon Week. Do want to recognize the winners in second place of each class. First place in each class for the essay winners were Kale Kelly, Lily Bulow, Amanda Pongratz, and Addison Peterson. Second place in each class were Jack Bulow, Sophie Schindler, Tata Mickus, Alex Ott, Jaya Johnson, and Cade Semin. So we did have some prizes for those students as well. The second place winners got a pop at a candy bar, and the first place winners got a pop at a candy bar and a $5 Shamrock gift card there.
Sweet.
So congratulations to all those winners.
You bet.
The student council also kind of sponsored some Halloween fun last week. The St. Mary's 7th through 12th graders had a costume day this past Thursday, October 29th. Students wearing costumes throughout the day put their names in a drawing for a $5 gift card. They passed those gift cards out over lunch. Winners of those gift cards were Laney Meyer, Addie Shaw, Jaden Eby, LaShanna Worth, and Anna Odd. I do want to give a special thank you to all the student council members that made this a fun event for our students. The student council also sponsored a coloring contest for grade school students last week. Winners of the coloring contest were Cambry Ogden, Miranda Pongratz, Aubrey Peterson, Brindley Parks, Connor Banks, Jaylee Lucan, and Ben Barlow. So kind of a lot of fun with Red Ribbon Week and Halloween last week going on. So had a lot of good stuff. I do want to make note as well, the annual fall parish auction that has moved online. You can begin bidding at any time, and we'll have the auction open to bid through Sunday, November 15th at 5 o'clock. So there were some big changes made to this auction. Jennifer over at the Parish Center, she is still accepting donations this week through this Friday, November 6th. So if you have any items you want to donate to that auction, feel free to bring the items. You may not have gotten to the Parish Center just yet. You can either go, if you're looking to get online and post a bid for the auction, you can either go to the St. Mary's School or St. Patrick's Facebook page, and the links to the auction should be right there at the top for you to click on. Once you get to the auction site, you'll need to register for an account and then verify an email address. But once you get that step done, that's probably the hardest part. Once you get that step done, it's pretty straightforward from there. So,
you bet. And, of course, there's everything from food items to items for kids, to adults, to business and farm equipment, household items, antiques.
Food and gift certificates, hunting trips. I saw a kayak on there, a couple smokers, all sorts of. I'm trying not to let on all the stuff that I've already bid on, so maybe I can keep a lower bid there. So, but I'm guessing that's probably not going to hold up. But, Jennifer does say, and, if you look on there really is something for everyone. Yeah. So, if you'd like to stop by the parish office, if you do want to see some of the items in person, feel free to do so. And also, if you're not a computer savvy person, we do invite you to come to the parish office. Or you can call the parish office, either one. Phone number there is 336-1602. And a staff member or volunteer can help you and find and bid on your favorite items. So Payment for the payment afterwards. You can either pay online, or you can, when you come to pick your items up that you won, you can even drop off a check at the school. So
right, and there's some raffle items too, Cody. If maybe you're not into bidding on stuff, but you like a chance at a raffle, there's some really good items up for raffle.
Yeah, there's some really good raffle items in there. They just added one a couple days ago as well. So there's $500 in Shamrock Bucks that were just added. Those are $5 each a ticket there, and you can grab a few tickets and get your chance in for some $500 in Shamrock Bucks. There's also a 36-inch Blackstone griddle and half a beef. Those tickets are $10 each, or 6 for 50. Do want to thank Crotter's Home and Auto and Mike and Deb Kelly for donating that item. There's also a set of four Handelman mugs and copper straws. Those are $10 each, or 6 for 50. Again, thank you to Handelman and Stepco for that donation. And then there's also a Ruger Hawkeye 6.5 PRC rifle for sale as well. This one, there's only 100 tickets sold on it, and those tickets are $50 each. So do want to say thank you to J&S Outdoor and Riser Insurance. I know if you want one for that, I was over there yesterday trying to buy one for me, and she said she's out in the office, but people have a few of those out and about. Okay. So if you would like one of those tickets, contact Jennifer, and she can get you squared away with who has those. So.
All right. Sounds good. What's on the calendar for this week at St. Mary's?
You kind of alluded. There's not a whole lot this week on the calendar. Today, we don't have any activities scheduled. Tomorrow, we've got our grade school mass at 8:10. Immediately following that, we've got our fourth grade Saints program at 8:45. That's going to take place in the church. Then we've got our booster club meeting at 5:30 and home and school meeting at 6:30. On Thursday, we are going to have our football pep rally. That's going to be in the outdoor quad, kind of between the parish center and the school there. That's going to start at 2:45. Weather's going to be excellent for that, I see as well. Then on Friday, we've got our grade school class shirt and high school Cardinal Pride Day. We've got our high school mass and rosary starting at 8:10. And again, we've got those football quarterfinals. That's going to be versus Central Valley in Woolback starting at 6 o'clock. So Saturday, have nothing scheduled.
All right.
Maybe, hopefully there'll be a Husker game.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. So everybody get your red on for Friday and keep it on for Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
All right, Cody, we'll have a great week, and go Cardinals on Friday in Woolback.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Yep, Cody Havronik, principal of St. Mary's School.